Claude Finch stumbled out of his trailer, rubbing his eyes and grumbling. It was Saturday morning and the sun was shining bright. He pulled out a pack of the cheap menthol cigarettes he had acquired the taste for. "Morning, Claude," a cheery voice said. The speaker was a pretty woman with short dark hair. He looked at her and sighed.
"Morning, Delphine," he said in a deep voice. "Care to explain why you aren't in human form?"
he asked her exasperatedly. It was apparent this wasn't the first time they had had this conversation. Delphine's upper half was covered in a tight blue tank top. Below that was a denim miniskirt. Instead of legs, she had a thick, glossy snake tail. Delphine was a Lamia, a half-snake, half-woman creature from Greek mythology. She wasn't from Greece. In fact, her species was from the mountains of California. She was a Vorloza. Lamia was the closest thing the government could classify her as. Delphine looked down and winced.
"Shit!"
she swore as her form blurred and legs took the place of a snake tail. Claude furrowed his brow and looked at her.
"I'm sorry, Claude. It's these damn headaches. They're getting worse. I keep phasing without meaning to," she said before walking away.
He lit his cigarette and took a long drag. He reached in the back of his truck and opened his cooler. His mood further soured when he saw it was empty.
"Shit," he swore, slamming the lid down.
He pulled out his wallet and frowned. A pair of 20s occupied it.
"Should be enough for a 30-pack, he said, pulling out his keys.
The liquor store was only a few miles away.
"It's just after 10, and I have plenty of time to get there. They don't close until 6 tonight," he said, climbing in his truck.
He drove down the winding driveway, flipping through his vast collection of country music CDs. He was pushing the disc into the radio when there was a loud crash.
"Fuck!"
he swore, looking up. He had crashed into the line of trash cans. Claude jumped out of his truck and began cleaning his mess. The owner of the cans came rushing out of his rundown camper. He had a bright red mullet and a scraggly beard. A pair of goat-like horns twisted from under his grease-stained ball cap.
"Those dang kids," he said in a thick southern accent. "I told them who knows how many times not to put the damn cans there," he said angrily.
The speaker was a satyr. His cloven goat hooves were shoved into a pair of grimy rubber boots.
"No, Clark, this was all me. I wasn't paying attention," he said, tossing the bags back in their cans.
Something shiny and blue caught his eye. Without thinking, he picked it up. There was a jolt, and Claude was thrown backwards.